Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now.
Well, I remember sitting in there and laying in there and going, am I going to feel anything going in, like going up? Because I was a little nervous because I was hoping to be. And she was like, well, no, we'll prep that. We'll prep your area.
Be curious, not judgmental.
I didn't feel anything.
Right.
But then the next thing I know, you know, there's a screen in front of me. And she's going through it like it's like a camera going through the tunnel.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
An Odyssey station.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you? How's that?
Right.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
Greg, the host.
Common man, Greg Hill.
And I think they put the monitor in front of you because she's behind you, and they look at the monitor as well.
Uh-huh.
So it's like you're both
actually,
looking at
actually, Dr. Schaefer had you on OnlyFans yesterday.
Well, I want a piece of the cut. Yeah, but I got to thank my wife because she kept pushing me to go.
Please select your words in a different way, please.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
But it felt like the best bidet ever. Warm a hot tub for my colon.
Only Wiggy can talk through an entire medical procedure while he is supposed to be anesthetized, okay? I mean, only he could do that. So.
I'll tell you what.
Your voice is like three octaves higher. You sound like Michael Jackson.
Joined by
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
Why are you going back Friday? You don't need to go, like, right away.
If I had to go every year, I would do it. Damn! Forget right. About 3 years. I'm already looking forward to my next one.
Did you make your next reservation before you left?
I'm telling you, get it. Not only will it save your life, but it'll put a smile on your face.
Oh, my.
With today's guest host. Now.
Well, we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
You guys are in the non-colonoscopy folks.
Is it a colonoscopy talk-free Wednesday, Wiggy? Is that all right with you?
Listen, I'm just trying to help the people out, man.
I understand.
Trying to save lives and put smiles on people's faces.
I don't know what's worse, colonoscopy talk or Tom Brady talk?
Hey.
Weigh in on that, Curtis.
Hey, number 100 in the Boston Magazine, Most Influential Bostonians, that is an abomination. Absolute disgrace. He should be number one forever.
Only 100, huh?
100. You were 106.
What was that, a 20 for what? Past 5 years?
No, I think every year Boston Magazine does the top 100.
Yeah, they do it every year.
And you said Brady was 100?
Number 100.
Why is he even on the list? He wasn't here in 2020.
Well, everybody spent the entire year talking about him. I assume that's why they put him on there.
No.
I don't know if you see ratings when people talk about Tom Brady. They skyrocket.
No.
Was Bill on the list?
No. Matt Patricia was number 6, though, which is very odd.
Bill was on the list.
Matty P.
Was Bill higher than Tom Brady?
Yes, he was.
Uh-oh.
Very interesting, too. Linda Henry on the list. John Henry, not on the list.
Really?
Yep.
Whoa. That may cause an issue on the home front.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome to your show. We got a lot to get to this morning, including the leads in about 10 minutes at 6:15. And then the dumbest of the day after 7. We will be joined at 7:45 this morning by Wiggy's favorite guest, Adam Schefter.
Actually, might be 7:15. He said he had to finalize a couple things, but it'll be the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay, 7 o'clock hour with Schefty. And then LB, the great Lyndon Byers, has asked to be on the program at 8:30 this morning.
Okay. Right?
So I don't know.
Is he coming in the building?
I think he has an issue because he's on crutches. And so I would assume that he's going to be calling.
When LB, what are you doing?
One never knows when it comes to Lucid Lindy. So I don't know what LB's plan is, but I do know that he requested that he is on the program at 8:30 this morning.
It's always fun.
If you would like to be on this morning, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937, and you can stream this program, if you can't listen to it on the radio, at weei.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. So download the Odyssey app. It's easy. It's simple. It takes moments, and you can then go forward and bring this program wherever you go. So you can listen to us anywhere in the entire world with the Odyssey app. You can also view this program, should you choose to do that, at weei.com/watch or on Twitch. And a quick warning, if you're going to be viewing the program, I am suffering once again from my eye thing.
Pink eye, looks like.
It's not pink eye.
Well, that's
let's
what
be clear.
Like.
It was identified by an ophthalmologist who listens to this program as some kind of corneal stickage.
Yeah, you got the eye goo.
It's not the eye goo.
COVID eye.
No, it's not the COVID eye.
I think you need a colonoscopy.
It has nothing to do with a colonoscopy or COVID or pink eye.
Mm-hmm.
It has everything to do with, warning, if you're weak of stomach, don't listen to this, has everything to do with my eyelid sticking to my eye during the evening hours.
But I have to say, that is a snappy shirt.
Thank you. It is what we used to refer to on the old show as a meeting shirt, Curtis.
You're back to the green neck gator, huh?
I went back to the green neck gator. I believe that come Friday, I'll be able to take my gator off outside with impunity, wherever I am.
Still going to have to wear it inside, so you might as well just keep it on all the time.
Speaking of that, fair warning, I have a few words that I would like to say about the new guidance at some point on the show this morning.
Where do you stand on the restaurant?
I would just like to give everybody fair warning.
A heads up.
If you are an individual who is bothered by those who sometimes speak their mind when it comes to the government directing them in every direction that they can go, you may not enjoy certain parts of this program. So,
oh boy.
I've given you fair warning. I can't take much anymore. I've reached my boiling point.
Uh-oh.
When it comes to things around this Commonwealth, I've absolutely had it, and I'm going to address that at several points this morning.
Right.
If they drag me out of here with some kind of a theatrical cane or something, I don't care. I am still going to be speaking my mind this morning.
Well, speak it.
Is that all right?
Speak it as loud as you can.
Speak my truth? Is that okay?
That's it. Yeah, live in your truth, Greg.
I'm going to speak my truth at some point, maybe at several different points on the program this morning. But right now, here is Ken Laird to tell us what is trending this morning.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Their Jeep celebration event. Save up to $7,000 on all new Jeep SUVs and Ram trucks. 2 out of 3 in the win column last night. Let's talk Bruins.
Let's talk 7th player award and Taylor Hall.
Oh, what a sweet goal. That
was a nice goal.
Unbelievable.
I love the little
night.
Self-pass.
Oh, fantastic.
Excellent goal. Krejci's backhander was also
that was pretty
fantastic.
Impressive.
To start the scoring in the second. But a 3-1 win. Nice bounce back. Cassidy's tough words. Wiggy downplays the Cassidy impact, but he lit up the bottom six. They shook up the lines, and they responded. There's a coach that gets it, Wiggy. Compare that to the Celtics.
All right.
Coach tried to make a statement of some kind after the last game, and nobody listened.
Yeah, nobody's listening to nobody.
And an embarrassing loss to Oklahoma City at home last night.
God.
Dear God.
That was disgusting.
You know, we were talking about this yesterday or the day before, this team had to win 8 of the last 11 if they didn't want to be a part of the play-in tournament at the end of the season. And you drop that one.
Ugh. They hadn't won OKC and won 14 games.
14 straight losses.
That's an AAU team.
Right.
It's absolutely embarrassing what happened to the Celtics last night.
119-115 there. The C's 11 of 49 from 3. 11 of 49. And Oklahoma City had 27 turnovers. That still didn't help. But the Bruins have two more with the lowly Buffalo Sabres Thursday and Saturday. They are sitting pretty. They also have a 4-game lead on the Rangers for that final playoff spot and a couple games at hand. So they are looking good. And your Red Sox, how about Garrett Richards, Mr. Jacket?
Wow.
Shoving it up the doubters' behinds.
He heard the noise, I'll tell you that.
I think he did. I think we should play the Penn game again. What's higher?
Oh, I got to check his ERA. Must have dropped precipitously from 6-4-8.
I'm sure it dropped.
Well, here's Cora discussing Richards and his performance last night. 7 innings, no walks, just 1 run allowed on a homer in the second, 10 strikeouts on 93 pitches. Here's Cora.
Besides everything, mechanics, he was under control on the mound, good fastball, good curveball, good slider. And this is the guy we envision. We know stuff-wise, he's one of the best in the league. And if he can repeat his delivery, stay under control, we know that he can do this every 5 days. You know, he can be really good.
And Kluber showed up for the Yankees last night, but if he's right, if they get Richards like this every night, they made the right choice there. His ERA down to 4.94, so under 5. Good job by you.
So we can't play the Penn game.
We'll have to
wait till next week.
Okay, yep. Yeah, I announced it. Big showdown tonight. DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom night at Citi Field. 6:40 first pitch tonight on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. How about this guy? 0.31 ERA. He's allowed one earned run this year, 50 strikeouts through 4 games, 2-time Cy Young winner. Since the start of 2018, his ERA is 2 over 80 starts. 2.
Wow.
That is elite, elite.
With LB coming on the show at 8:30, we can do which is higher, his ERA or LB's BAC when he calls in the show at 8:30 this morning.
And another reason for you to go to Miami, Floyd Mayweather back in the ring against Logan Paul. You heading down there June 6th?
I don't need a reason to go to Miami.
Yeah.
If it's a day that ends in a Y, because that state is wide open.
Oh, man, beautiful.
It's the anything-goes state.
Love MIAO.
I mean, you see everybody that was at the UFC event last weekend? Packed house.
Brady, Mike Evans, shoulder to shoulder.
And you can stay at the Fontainebleau, which I hear is where Gary Tangway spent a week.
Oh, really?
Yes,
he did. Wow.
Wow.
That's high money right there. That's where all the IG models stay, G. Tangway.
That's the Chappaquiddick cash.
You should go back in and renegotiate your deal if Tangway is able to afford the Fontainebleau and he's only working on the weekends.
You don't know we're in a pandemic, Greg.
Oh, okay. We're in a pandemic.
And, of course, Greg, the NFL draft is tomorrow night. Lots of Patriots draft intel. I'm sure we'll be getting with the leads and more coming up.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Ken, you may have a stumper on your hands this morning. Is that Eric Johnson?
Nope.
Is last name Johnson?
Nope.
Man, Carlos Johnson. Santana.
Right.
Oh, Wiggy.
Nice job. Wiggy with a steal.
It's the colonoscopy. It completely reversed his brain activity.
Nope.
It's going in the other direction.
Nice job.
Carlos Santana, do you know the song?
I don't know the song. But you can tell by the guitar riff. Very similar. He has a lot of the same guitar riffs and, you know, a bunch of different songs.
That sound, that Santana sound. 1976, Europa is the instrumental.
Wow, completely stumped.
That is a shocker from Wiggy. Wow.
I know.
Is it really that much of a shocker, bro?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes.
All right. The leads are brought to you by the Subaru of New England Love Spring event. It is here. For complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
touch of melancholy there for the lead, Greg, because this is elimination day for your Boston Celtics. They are done. Cooked. Finished. It's over. I am stunned that they lose to Oklahoma City last night. I know they had a couple guys out, but this team has no passion. They have no guts. They have no balls.
They don't want it.
They don't want it, and the coach is not making an impact, and he should be fired. Maybe it's not his fault, but they are not listening. Check out this little clip from Jaylen Brown after the game last night. He puts in 39.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, we got to play with more of a sense of urgency. Tonight, I feel like we didn't have a sense of urgency that we needed.
Don't have the sense of urgency. I mean, there's 10 games left in the year.
That's it.
They don't care.
No.
They do not care. And I, you know, maybe some of it is Tatum-related. Maybe they have taken on sort of the emotion of their top player. But it's the NBA. You don't get rid of stars. You get rid of the coach. So it's time to make the move and try something else. Try the assistant coach. Try Perk. Try Wiggy. Try something else down the stretch. Brad Stevens is not getting home to these guys, no, and it's over.
I think you got to get rid of Brad Stevens.
And, how,
you
though?
Know, the question, it doesn't matter. You pay him to go away. I mean, it happens all the time. The question is, I get it, what's going to come next? I heard Gresh talking about this the other day in light of us talking about Brad Stevens. You know, who's your next coach? Who cares?
Right.
Anybody but Brad. ABB. Anybody but Brad.
Ron Radke. Try Radke.
Why even give this guy an extension then? Like that?
Okay, but that happened already. Who cares? It's done. It's over.
But but do you think the organization, that's the dumbest look for them, right? They gave this guy an extension, what, a little bit over a year ago?
Well, yeah, they're going to have to eat some crow, and they're going to have to tell everybody that they made a mistake.
And haven't they said that they don't feel like Brad Stevens isn't the reason? Didn't we hear Wick or Danny say that?
Okay, well then one of the two of them needs to come out and say that the reason is Jason Tatum or the reason is Marcus Smart. Nobody likes Marcus Smart or whatever the reason is Jaylen Brown, whatever the reason is, somebody needs to come out and be held accountable for that abysmal effort last night. That was embarrassing.
And I'm a boob. I started to buy in. After the Phoenix game, where they held Booker to 15, I started to really think they had turned a corner and had something. Boy, was I wrong.
Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So, one day away from the most anticipated event in Boston since the Super Bowl. This is going to be shattering ratings records. I cannot recall an event that was not on the field that carried this much weight. The future of the franchise is at stake, and I don't believe that to be hyperbole. Let's listen to Mike Reese yesterday on ESPN discussing the Patriots needing to use a second-round pick to acquire Jimmy G.
You'd think the second round, Alan, right? They got a second-rounder to trade him, and if they were going to ever get him back, you know, you'd think maybe they're picking at 46 in the second round. Maybe they're on the clock. If they don't have a quarterback at that point, maybe they reach out and say, hey, 49ers, would you consider maybe, you know, taking this second rounder and maybe we bring Jimmy back home?
So here are some second round picks in the Belichick era. Duke Dawson, Cyrus Jones, Jordan Richards, Jo'Wan Williams, Aaron Dobson, Chad Jackson, Rozai Dowling. I can go on, but we're limited in time here. So would you rather, Bill, draft a random college guy in the second round or acquire a quarterback that can lead you to a Super Bowl? And the greatest second-round pick is probably Rob Gronkowski, but the second best is Wes Welker, who they traded a second-rounder for. I trust Bill to scout NFL talent. He knows Jimmy G better than anybody. He's his best friend. They still text daily. I need a caller or Wiggy, or someone today to give me a rational reason why it makes sense for Bill to trade up and get an unknown in the first round using equity that you need to continue to build a roster instead of drafting the best player available at 15, which is going to be a stud, and trading out of the second round, and a round that you've sucked drafting in, to get your future quarterback.
Well, Wiggy tried to explain it to you all morning yesterday.
Right, and you just don't want to listen to it. I mean, that's the problem.
And that is Jimmy G is made of glass.
Well, it's not even that. It's that when you look at the Jimmy G and where he is as a quarterback, I just don't feel like this guy is the future. We kind of know what
his... I think you're wrong. I think the future for Bill is the next 3 years. I think the future is the next 12 months.
And to Curtis's point, Belichick, not even a second-round pick for Jimmy? Wiggs, you wouldn't give a second rounder for Jimmy.
No.
Why?
No, because I don't think Jimmy can prove that he could stay on the field. And
well, he can prove if he stays on the field.
No, but I don't think in his time in the league, he hasn't proven that he could stay on the field.
Right, Cam hasn't proven that he can complete a pass.
But listen, availability is the best of ability.
Well, and also, whoever you draft at quarterback hasn't proven anything in the NFL either.
Yeah, but let's stop talking about Cam, because that's your default mechanism.
Well, that's the option here.
No, it isn't. Can I get to my lead?
Yeah.
So we can have the option here.
Let me thank Curtis. Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you, Greg. You look good today.
Thank you. Except for the eye thing. The eye thing is really
Yeah, I was going to film that during the break, but I figured that'd be some HIPAA violation. Yeah,
no, you can. Okay. I'm fine with that.
You got the goo eye.
We'll put it on Instagram.
Well, here's the issue. There's been too much smoke not to be fired. We saw this yesterday with the Carolina Panthers, and the Patriots have reportedly been talking for that eighth overall pick. Then there was also another, that was by Tom Pelissero. Then there was also another report out there that the Patriots were in on Deshaun Watson. So they are making a move for a game-changing quarterback. They are not looking for an average guy like Jimmy G to be their quarterback. It tells me there is too much of this going on with the New England Patriots, that they are in a position where Bill Belichick knows, I have Cam Newton for a bridge year. I put enough talent around this team. I won 7 games with him last year. I've added enough talent to win and get to the playoffs. And I got to move up to get a guy who could potentially be a franchise quarterback and be the guy to get me back over the hump and win Super Bowls, and win more Super Bowls than Tom Brady. Forget about the Don Shula record. I am now chasing Brady and winning another Super Bowl. And the best way for you to do that is to take a shot on one of these guys that potentially could be a game changer at the quarterback position. There is too much smoke now that we've heard since the start of this whole offseason that the Patriots are in on a quarterback, and we now know that they were in on Deshaun Watson.
Don't you think it's more likely that Bill does that deal and goes and picks at any other position other than quarterback?
Yep.
I don't think so, because I think Bill realizes
that's what Bill does.
Yeah, but that's what he used to do. He is in a different position. The same way he didn't spend to the cap like we've seen him do this year. He is in a position where he built a team that in a year, when this young kid is ready to now step in and play, he put a very, very good team around him. So he put a team around him where he knows, we've seen it with Patrick Mahomes, you don't need to be in the league for 10 years or 5 years to show that you can win a Super Bowl. And he knows, I put a team around this young guy that we can be right back in it, right back on the top and fighting for a Super Bowl. Jimmy G is not going to do that. He's a guy that you can't be guaranteed is going to be on the field. Forget about talking about Cam Newton, Jimmy G. The future is moving up.
All right, Wiggy. More on that Patriots scuttlebutt from Adam Schefter when he joins us sometime during the
7:15.
7:15. All right. So Schefty coming up at 7:15. Thank you, Wiggy. Yesterday, Governor Eeyore Killjoy stepped up to the podium and offered this tiny morsel of hope to his beleaguered subjects.
The light at the end of the tunnel, thanks to the hard work of so many, is getting closer, and we can start to look ahead with real optimism for the path forward.
Yes, we can look ahead to August 1st, 3 months from now. I'm not going to be able to contain myself this morning, because this is absolutely infuriating to me. August 1st is when all of the businesses in our Commonwealth may open their doors and allow people in. Months, a year after we were pausing for 2 weeks, Curtis, to slow the spread.
It worked.
August 1st is when the governor says that you may be in a stadium or in a bar or in a business with others.
Also effective May 10th, large venues such as indoor and outdoor stadiums, arenas, and ballparks will be permitted to increase capacity to 25%.
Whoa.
This includes places like Fenway Park, Gillette, and TD Garden.
25%. Right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Governor.
You know what was cool or was interesting is when you tweeted out that, like, the New England states.
Yes, it was on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram, excuse me. And it had us at August 1st opening back up, and every other state was, like, a couple weeks.
Yes. We're Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Can somebody, never mind.
Is that a t-shirt?
Never mind explaining to Curtis about the Bill Belichick getting rid of his second round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. Can somebody explain to me, maybe Ken Laird is the person to do it, why it is going to take 3 months to open things up when the entire New England region will be wide open in the next 3 weeks?
This Everybody, is tyranny. This is communism.
Can you explain it to me, Ken? Is it science? Are we following the science?
I thought yesterday was good news. Why are you upset?
Good news.
I get the mask off Friday.
Good news. You realize.
It's like he gives you 100 and you want 110.
But speaking of the mask off Friday, explain this to me. Why is the mask off outside Friday? Why isn't the mask off outside today? What is going to happen? Do people need time to figure out where to put their discarded masks? What is the delay? Why doesn't he step up there yesterday and say, hey, the mask mandate outside is gone, and take his mask off?
Right.
A little bit of a theatrical performance. Why does it have to be that he allows us 2 days to think about what is going to happen, and then it happens?
Massachusetts.
Can somebody explain what is the science behind that? Does the real governor, Mary Lou Sutters, who is a lifelong social worker and has absolutely zero experience when it comes to medicine or science, does she believe that something is going to happen drastically between now and Friday, which means you can't take your mask off outside today or tomorrow?
Well, that Boston Magazine list had a huge error. It should have just been Mary Lou Sutter's 1 to 100, because she is running the state into the ground as we speak.
We got to make sure the Beachmont variant, it doesn't, you know,
creep in tomorrow?
Yeah, it might have a surge from now to Friday. So once that's good, then you can take your mask off.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
No, I know. You're right. I'm going to be snarky all morning, and I apologize in advance. I like to ask questions. I like to ask why, in this state, which relies on an awful lot of tourism during the summer months, that not only did the governor announce August 1st, but then this fraud of a mayor that we have pushed it back another 3 weeks to the end of August. Right. So the city of Boston, any business that relies on tourists of any kind coming to the city of Boston in the summer months is done.
Right.
Finished. Over. There's no summer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does anybody care, though?
Could be the first city that truly recovers from COVID-19, and people, when they start to travel again, come to Boston because our numbers are so low.
Is there irony in the fact that our city currently is airing its biggest campaign I have ever seen, called Boston All Inclusive, yet there is nothing that you can do all inclusively in the city of Boston right now?
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense that the state and city are never on the same page. Even with a new mayor, they're still not on the same page.
WTF.
Well, it's because it's political. It's political. It is the whole entire thing is political.
That's all it is. At this point now, it's like they don't even need to come out and give us these phony reasons on why they're doing it.
Coronavirus actually kills people.
Now, I'll go ahead and go over all the angry text messages, which I will continue to do this morning, because this show is about a back and forth discourse. This text, 603 text from New Hampshire, says this coming from two knuckleheads that caught COVID. Yes, you're correct. Wiggy and I both caught COVID.
That's right. We're survivors.
Yeah. Literally.
What does Brittany think of this?
Get over yourself, a 781 texter says. Get over myself? What do I need to get over? I dare to speak my mind.
And I'll be spending my summers in New Hampshire.
I don't wake up in the morning and wait for a directive from the dictator to tell me how I can live my life that day. I mean, I've had it. These poor people who own businesses that have been absolutely devastated have to wait another 3 months for what?
Which I totally get.
Ken, what is the science? Please tell me for what?
What is going to change between now and August 1st?
Listen, Greg, you're angry. I don't feel like you really want an answer from me on this.
I do want an answer.
I think you should just vent. Just get it out.
Does everybody in the state, in this state currently, have access to a vaccine?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Wiggy, because Ken's not answering.
Well, you didn't get a vaccine.
Have 55%.
Neither did Wiggy.
Have 55% of the people over the age of 16 been vaccinated in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts at this point?
I get my second shot Friday, but I got to wait 2 weeks for that efficacy to kick in.
If anybody who wants it can get a vaccine, then anybody can protect themselves. They can choose.
Very true.
They can choose to get a vaccine and walk into Fenway Park or into a concert at the Bank Pavilion or into a bar or a restaurant.
A library.
A library. Onto some kind of a tall ship or old Ironsides or something like
Boston
that.
Boston Tea Party Museum.
Whatever it is. And protect themselves.
Right.
Enough of this.
The library.
These people are drunk with power. They are drunk. They are drunk with the feeling it gives them to tell everybody what to do. And if it doesn't bother you, that's fine. It really bothers me.
Then he sticks the landing.
Didn't the governor say we could go back to normal once there's a vaccine?
Yes, which was months ago.
All right, just double check.
It was months ago. This is Bill from Lynn. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Good morning, Curtis. Good morning, Wiggy.
What up?
What's up, Bill?
Nothing. I just want to talk about this real quick. I want to say some statistics so everybody knows, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the statistics of deaths from 2019, you could go back 10 years, but it always rises 9%. Okay, so in 2020, alleged pandemic, it grows 9%. There was 2,902,000 deaths. And then in 2019, 2,855,000 deaths.
Yeah.
So there's no increase in deaths.
Yep.
All they've done is recategorize the deaths. Now, this is the reason why a lot of people are leaving the state. I believe, too, it was a big factor in why Tom Brady left, because, you know, this is really oppressive. And people like you, Greg, especially the old show, why we all followed you over here, you were all about, you know, Crazy Spaz, Man Town, and all this good stuff. That's why we followed you. This place is, like, suffocating now. And,
hey,
you know, go ahead, Greg.
This is the first time I've heard somebody, I like it. Mm-hmm. The first time I have heard somebody suggest that Tom Brady left because Massachusetts is such an oppressive state. I like it.
It's a good point. I actually just got an email, a new directive from Mary Lou Sutter is starting Friday, you can start using 2-ply to wipe your butt.
Please don't share food, drinks, or utensils with anyone.
Do you know what opens up Friday at full capacity?
Polito's house.
100%. 100% capacity. You know what opens up Friday?
I'm going to say the tax buildings.
That's a good guess.
What?
Disney in California. Disney.
Okay.
Disneyland. Disneyland opens up 100% in the most...
Oh, in Cali.
In the most left-leaning state in the continental United States.
Oh, wow.
It opens up at 100%, and we have to wait until August 1st or August 27th in Boston. Are you kidding me? God.
That's what happens when you have
we
a recall.
We did joke election. About this, but we are truly going to be the last state.
We
Happy
are
draft.
By far, we're going to be the last state, Wiggy.
Wow.
Oh. Somebody get me some kind of a lozenge or something, or I feel like I'm going to do damage to my arteries. Hello, Heather.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Heather?
So, Greg, you got to go south. So
I know. Florida.
Not even that. So I show horses, and I was in Virginia for a week, and then I came home, and then I went to North Carolina. And if you go to North Carolina, they are so sick of it that they just don't care. And everything is pretty much open. And you know what's funny is their numbers aren't going up. No one is getting sick, but they're just living their lives. Now, you guys might not be the last because I'm in Maine. Maine is just as bad.
Yeah. Maine is, I think Maine, I shared that chart on my Instagram feed last night. And Maine is May 20th. 4th or whatever their date is. Vermont is the last state before us.
May 24th? That ain't bad. Right before Memorial Weekend?
I mean, New Hampshire, which is run by my governor, Governor Sununu is wide open now. That place, he opened the doors up right away.
Sununu
because he actually wants people to make some money and be able to do some business and be able to live their lives. I'll be there all summer, so.
Can't smoke weed, though.
That's the only downfall.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Happy hump day.
Well, what's going on?
Oh, my God. Just listening to that. The governor of your state, I can't even speak his name anymore without puking. The guy is like the COVID groundhog that keeps seeing his shadow and running back into his little burrow. It's so enraging. I have so many friends and family up there that are losing their minds. You know, there are some of them that are, you know, still so wrapped up in fear. And in the beginning of this thing, when there was literally no information about how anything was going to work, when it came to the science and the numbers, and everyone was listening to Fauci, the fraud of all frauds, everybody listened to it because there was nothing to go on. And you guys up there and other states ridiculed states like Florida and Texas because we were out of control and everyone was going to die. And now that that has been proven to be complete and total fraud, you're still not, I mean, not you, but Massachusetts is still not following what the actual science, which science is based on observation. If you base things on observation with what Florida and Texas and Georgia and some of the other states, even now California, are doing, and the fact that homeless populations had zero guidelines and nobody, like, had these giant spikes in homeless populations die, that's science. That's observation. How do you not observe that and say, you know what? Maybe we need to lighten up a little bit and see what happens. No, instead, you guys are screwed throughout the rest of the summertime because this groundhog that lives in the state house can't figure it out.
And there are people that just don't care. I don't understand that.
Groundhog Day is the best holiday.
I don't know how you look at the entire tourism industry in this city. And in one fell swoop yesterday, this Nero...
Mm-hmm.
You know, who is fiddling while Massachusetts burns under the direction of Mary Lou Sutters, the social worker. But this Nero, in one fell swoop, destroys the entire tourism business for the summer.
I blanked it.
I mean, what are we going to do, switch it up and ask people to come here in January when it's minus 31 degrees?
Shut the duck boats down.
What's the purpose of the vaccine then?
What's the purpose of the vaccine? I don't know, Wiggy. You tell me.
I thought, and Ken, I'll ask you because you've got it, right? Do you feel safe now that you have the vaccine?
I don't have it yet. I get it.
I have it
Friday.
Fully vaccinated. Okay. I feel perfectly safe.
Okay. Now, Ken, when you get your second shot, when do you get that?
Friday.
Okay. When you get that, will you feel safe after you get that?
2 weeks later, yeah.
2 weeks later, you'll feel completely safe.
Well, a texter says that they are suggesting that I switch to decaf, which maybe I need to do. Do you think I need to do that during the break?
No, yeah. I say stay on it, man.
We got Taylor Hall, and Curtis has a three-round mock. Why are you upset?
Three-round mock. That, I can't count that high.
That Taylor Hall goal last night, I know we already talked about this, that was all world.
Yes,
Ken
yes,
Laird.
Yes.
What I mean, what?
And Pasta is looking better. He fired a couple cannons
so
last
night. So is
Krejci. Oh, yeah.
Krejci.
I mean, talk about a change of scenery, completely changing your impression of a player. Oh, all right. We got to take a break. By the way, some point this morning, very soon, Skip Bayless agrees with Chris Curtis when it comes to Jimmy G.
Hello.
Is that company you want to be in?
By the way, very odd. I swear to God, on my Twitter screen, Mary Lou Sutters just became someone I should follow in that segment.
They're listening. They are listening. We will be right back.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
saying go, rage is the only tool of the unlistened to, or I don't know what's that. What, Ken? You must know that phrase.
I don't know that phrase. Wiggy's got the answers this morning. Santana, and he must know that phrase.
I apologize. I mean, I can remain quiet no longer. I know it's infuriating some who listen to this program, and I'm sorry that you and I disagree. Mm-hmm. But
I just need you to dial it down a bit. I can't have you lose this job and go away. Now Wiggy's the host, and I'm going to be in a bread line.
Wiggy would do a great job as the host. And you know what? We're going to be joined at 8:30 this morning by radio legend Lyndon Byers.
Right.
He would also do a great job as the host. So don't worry.
Be a little different.
If I get fired for suggesting that there is no reason why this state cannot open up on the 1st of June or the 30th mm-hmm. of June, if we are going to be super conservative, then so be it. That's what. If I lose my job over that, I lose my job over that.
Well, we'll file a petition on your behalf.
Oh, you will?
I've heard rumors that certain governor dines out for long periods of time.
Yes, I've heard that same rumor. Longer than the 90 minutes, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting.
I've heard that same thing.
Be curious.
Yeah.
Not judgmental.
I've heard that. Now, with people that are not in his bubble.
No, not Ooh. Housemates.
Huh. And not listened to. You and DeFilippo are on the board of directors or whatever.
I'm not on any board. I haven't been on any board.
I thought they've been consulting you about this.
Who has?
DeFilippo's on it for sure. Can we get Dominic to the North End on the line, please?
Oh, I'm sure Dominic will call this morning. And you know what? People will go, oh, what's the big deal? Guy can't open up his restaurant. What's the big deal? Guy can't open up a museum. This city is one that has, when it comes to tourism, has made pretty good business of people coming here.
Right.
Over the next 3 months, 4 months, every year, people come here. They're not allowed to come here mm-hmm. and do anything until August 27th.
And why do most people, and why do a lot of people visit this city?
The Faneuil Hall.
Well, no, not Faneuil Hall. Okay. It's close. As somebody,
Union Oyster House.
It's because a lot of people come here because of the food. I've lived in a lot of places, and people always talk about, oh, I want to get to Boston because I hear they have such great food up there, and that's because of all the different restaurants that we have with all different variations of different ethnicities of different
foods. Of course. What about the lounges? You do love the lounges.
Yeah, man, I can't. It looks like lounges in the city ain't going to be available until
what? No. The guidance is that the bars can open,
mm-hmm.
but you must remain seated at all times at a bar. So you can go to a bar. You can go to a lounge, mm-hmm. as you call it.
Right.
You just can't get up.
You can't have your table hopping in a restaurant.
You have to stay at your table.
So if you stand up tonight when the Sox hit a homer off DeGrom at a sports bar in Boston, do you get tased?
Yeah. Yes. You would be immediately shuffled off to Mars.
If I see somebody sitting a few couches away,
right.
I can't go over there and chop it up with them.
No, you can't.
Even if they've been vaccinated.
Doesn't matter.
Huh.
What about Cinnamon? Can you walk up and say hi to Cinnamon at the lounge?
If you were lucky enough to run into...
A dancer.
If you were lucky enough to run into Cherokee D. Ass
okay.
at some kind of a club or something, mm-hmm. a lounge...
I'm going to get a picture.
You would not be able to go get a picture.
Yeah, well, they'd have no choice.
Nope, you are not allowed. This is Mike from New Bedford. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg. I'm just calling because... You had a previous caller that mentioned how foolish we are up here in Massachusetts, waiting forever to reopen and things like that, right? But and he claims that science is, you know, observing.
Yes.
But it's more than just observation. It's collection of the data. And if you collect the data, you know, you see that Massachusetts did take the right steps. Now, he mentioned homeless population. I work very closely with the homeless population here in Massachusetts. And I'll tell you, just up here, it is almost impossible to track any trend with the homeless population because uh-huh. they're not able to easily be counted.
Right.
And the one question I do have for Greg, and then I'll just, you know, shut up and listen, is you mentioned Toledo being a social worker.
No. Well, what is Mary Lou Sutters.
Sorry, Mary Lou Sutters. I apologize. You know, you said, oh, you know, the social worker is running the show and that. What's the matter with being a social worker?
There's nothing wrong.
I work very closely with social workers every day.
There's
and I'll be honest.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with being a social worker. What do you believe that at some point she was trained when it comes to medicine or science in within that position?
There is a certain degree.
Is she an epidemiologist?
No, she's not.
She doesn't know anything more than you or I do.
No.
About what? So you're telling me that so as a social worker, she learned that 12% of capacity is an okay number to have at the Boston Garden in March, and 25% is an okay number to have in May. They throw these things at a wall, Mike. And you know what? I'm not angry at you or anybody else because I feel bad because people have been terrified. They've been absolutely terrified. And they're looking for somebody to tell them what to do. And these people arbitrarily put, like, she closes her eyes, puts her finger on a calendar,
mm-hmm.
and it's August 1st, and she decides, okay, three months from now, I guess we can open everything up. Wow. I mean, it's absolutely, do you understand that the entire New England region is open or will be open in 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah, I completely understand that. And I will say that at the time when she made these decisions, and, you know, she is consulted, she does know more than you or I. I mean, Greg, you had COVID, but okay, you didn't have a bad case of it. Does that mean that you go out and tell everybody, hey, stop wearing masks, it's fine, you can survive? That makes you know better than Donald Trump.
Well, Bud, anybody who is concerned can take care of themselves with a mask or a vaccine. Do you understand that?
Oh, I do, because I'm fully vaccinated and I have been since end of February.
Okay, so great. You've chosen to get the vaccine and take care of yourself if you want.
But not only for myself, but also for my community.
Well, for your community, anybody in your community who is concerned can be vaccinated, and then they don't have to worry about you. I don't think people understand this.
No. My mother was a social worker. I didn't know that they did all, they made decisions on medical things.
She's the work of Chelsea.
Taylor Hall. Wow. Scores! That's why he's here!
By the way, is that what you call social worker at the cabaret? Was she doing a lot of social work?
I don't get it, because she was just dealing with people who were on welfare and just trying to help them get their cheese and checks.
Yeah. By the way, I have Mary Lou Sutter's entire career in front of me on her LinkedIn page.
Yeah.
She worked in mental health from February of 96 till 2003.
Don't forget she was a professor at a local university.
Boston College. Yes. Associate professor at Boston College.
Yes.
And she was on a board of a health policy commission.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't know where the epidemiology is in there, but it doesn't look to be.
Any kind of business experience whatsoever?
Oh, I'm sorry.
At any point in her life?
2015 until present, her job has been killing local businesses.
Ever have to figure out how to keep five people who have kids employed in your business so that they can put food on their table? She ever have to worry about that?
WRKO Boston.
I know what? I'm sorry. I apologize in advance, but I can't keep quiet about it anymore.
Don't apologize.
I'm apologizing because people like Ken are just, they're bothered by it. They don't want me to say anything.
Here's a 2-1 to Dahlbeck. Slider is hammered to deep center field. Hey. It is way back there on it. Pilar at the wall. He leaps and it's gone.
Ken goes, isn't it nice that there's some light at the end of the tunnel now? August 27th, we can all put that, we can circle that date on our calendar and look forward to communing with others.
My guess is Phlegm Ball is a big Mary Ken Lou Sutter's fan.
Ken and people like Ken are not bothered by it. Just like the guy who called us who goes, I'm fully vaccinated, right? We know, all right, I understand people upset at the mask in the beginning because they felt like, oh, if you weren't wearing a mask, you could still affect me and get me sick.
Right.
But once you're vaccinated,
nobody can get you sick anymore.
Right.
You're free.
So I don't get.
So I don't think, I don't think people understand a portion of the population that COVID is not going away.
Right.
Like just because people get vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
we're never eliminating COVID-19. People are going to get it. People are going to get it every year from this point forward.
That was Charlie Baker, by the way.
And sadly, some people are going to pass away from it.
And
I mean,
you know what's going to be, fraudulent is, think about how many people get vaccinated this year, right? We'll have a number on how many people get vaccinated. But watch, every single year that number will start to go down and nobody will say anything.
Nobody will say anything at all.
Whoops.
I'll tell you what's fraudulent. That's Greg being on a boat with four other people in the middle of this pandemic. That's what's fraudulent.
I wouldn't say that I'm being fraudulent.
All right. We're going to take a break. Try to calm myself down with some kind of a pastry or something during the break, and we'll be back with the dumbest of the day next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.